Hooray for Hollywood.
That's right. It is the week where Hollywood congratulates itself repeatedly and magnificently.
That's right. So we're going to start off talking about the movies opening, playing this weekend, and then right. we'll talk a lot about the Oscar ceremony.
We
and
might
find
even
out
venture
what the
a guess of our
are.
Own, right?
That's right. That's right. So if you haven't seen The Artist, go see The Artist at the State Theater. It is the odds-on favorite to win the Best Picture Oscar, maybe Best Actor, maybe Best Editing. So, well, it could
yeah, it's
win
up for,
eight.
What, six or eight of them, right?
Yeah, it yeah. could win multiple Oscars. Albert Nobbs is almost certain to wear to win a Best Costume or Best Makeup award, and it might win a Best Actress award
for
Glenn Close
yeah.
who plays a man. In 19th century Ireland, and a lot of people enjoy this film. The critics were kind of so-so about it, but the people who go to the movie like it quite a
bit.
And
even those
Albert
that didn't
Nobbs.
Like the movie loved Glenn Close's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another Best Actor-nominated role as well. Janet McTeer is nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and
nice.
She's very good as well. So that's playing at the State Theater as well. The animated, or the short films, all of the nominated short films, are playing at the Michigan Theater, live action, documentary, and animated films. And, you know, the Flying Book animated film is a very good one. I think that one might win. And all of the documentary films are great. There's one called Saving Face about acid attacks on women in Pakistan that's really kind of devastating but very, very human. And then the live action narrative shorts are also very, very good. So go check all of those out. If you haven't seen Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, it's still playing at the State. And Pina, which is nominated for Best Documentary Film, up for Best Foreign Language Film, but it's nominated for Best Documentary Film. It's about the choreographer Pina Bausch by Wim Wenders, and you'll definitely want to check that out. Now, opening this week at the multiplexes are zero Oscar-nominated films. One is called Act of Valor, and it's where they use real Navy SEAL soldiers in a powerful story of contemporary global anti-terrorism. It's inspired by true events, and it combines a certain amount of actual live footage with narrative footage as well, and it tells a story about the most elite and highly trained group of warriors in the modern world who go on a rescue mission for a kidnapped CIA agent. There are no internet reviews for that, so who knows what it's like. Gone is a film that you've probably seen advertised on TV. Amanda Seyfried is a young woman who was kidnapped by a mass murderer, but she escapes, but she comes to find home, and her sister has been kidnapped, and she's very worried that her
sister...
This
is the one that seems to appeal to my 18-year-old daughter's crowd.
Yep, that's exactly who it's targeted at. And so she's crazy that her sister is going to get killed by the serial killer, and nobody believes her. Of course, things resolve just fine, but there are no reviews on that. Tyler Perry has a new film out, and his films are always very popular. This is called Good Deeds, and it's about a character by the name of Wesley Deeds, who's played by Tyler Perry. And he always does what's expected of him, and, you know, he deals with his father's business and he's very tolerant of his brother's misbehavior. He has a beautiful but restless fiancée, and he deals with her. And finally, he says, "Ay, ay, ay, I need to do something for myself," and runs into a woman played by Tandy Newton, and things happen in that direction. So this very good guy who does good deeds, Wesley Deeds, may just stray a little bit for comic fun in a Tyler Perry
romp. But he has a built-in fan base.
He does.
People are just going to go see it because it is Tyler Perry.
Yeah, and he knows his audience, and the audience knows him, and absolutely serves him very well. And then Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston
are funny guy.
Yep, they are both funny. And are in a film by David Wayne and Judd Apatow. Judd Apatow is the comedy guy who's done Knocked Up and a lot of other stuff. David Wayne did Role Models. And Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston are these city people. They live in New York City. They decide they're kind of tired of where they are, so they're going to just kind of take off in a car. And then they end up kind of in a nudist colony by accident. and comedy
ensues. Can't tell you how frequently that happens to me.
Exactly. I keep waiting for Deb to get in the car and say, we're going to a nudist colony.
There's some not far from here.
Yeah, so. Anyway, this film actually has gotten pretty good reviews. 75% positive reviews in the elite elite reviews, and 80% reviews in the general reviews. And again, it's about this road trip, and then they tumble into this place called Wanderlust and readjust to the different kind of lifestyle that is presented to them there, much different than their uptight Manhattan lifestyle that they're essentially
fish out of water
fleeing.
Comedy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Neutral Zone is having a special fundraising event at the Michigan Theater on Friday. It is for the Neutral Zone. It's called the Friends Committee, and it's a vintage Hollywood event. So if you haven't signed up for that, you should do that. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is going to be the midnight film at the State Theater. Plays at 11:59 on Saturday, February 25th. And then the Moving Picture Film Series that features music films that were curated by Martin Van Dyke continues on Monday at 7 o'clock with 8 Mile, the a film that
kinda
stars.
Nice to see Detroit in a movie.
Absolutely. And Eminem did a great job of putting this film together. It's kind of based on his life, very loose autobiographical film, and very well executed. And Detroit... You know, Detroit, I don't know that you say Detroit looks good, but Detroit plays out on the screen, and it's pretty effective. Kim Basinger plays Eminem's mother. And again, a very well-executed film, and it has a big hit song in it as well. So, the Oscars, they're coming up on Sunday, and there's lots to talk about.
The epitome of self-congratulation.
That's right. Well, Billy Crystal's going to be the host, which should be a good thing. You know,
it maybe, always has been.
Maybe if you're an old fart.
He's
like
never
me,
been off.
And we'll hope that he continues. He hasn't done it for a long time. He's the new Bob Hope. Bob Hope was the go-to guy that did the Oscars for many, many years.
And with all due respect, far better than Bob Hope.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Bob Hope was great for his time, and I think Billy Crystal is great for his time. And what we have to determine is Billy Crystal's time's past. So we'll see. But it should be a lot of fun. And you know what? Do they give awards to the best films, to the best actors? You know, they give awards to really good films, to really good
it's
actors.
It's all subjective.
Are they the best? Who knows? They don't give Oscars to bad movies. They don't give Oscars to bad performers.
No.
At least not very frequently.
But this is a great way to further market a product.
It further markets. It celebrates the best. It really does celebrate the best of what this commercial industry creates. You know, what the heck? Just relax a little bit. Enjoy the glamour. Enjoy the sparkle of the event.
It's a nice diversion to have some fun with.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. If they don't choose the ones that you want, then you got something to talk about with your friends. So anyway, don't take it too seriously. Just have fun with it. The pundits are saying that this, in a sense, could be a kind of boring Oscars in that it seems that a lot of the winners are almost fait accomplis. But they're excited about folks like Christopher Plummer, who's never won an Oscar, and he's up for a Best Supporting Actor role. And in a sense, it's kind of a lifetime achievement award for Christopher Plummer. But he also did a good job in the film called Beginners. We showed it at the Michigan Theater. I got to see it. It's a very, very good film. The best foreign language film, A Separation, was considered by many critics the best film of the year, and it actually is opening at the Michigan Theater next week. And we'll hope that that wins. The Flight of the Conchords did the music for the Muppet movie, and there's a high likelihood that they will take home an Oscar for the best song, even though only three songs were
nominated. They sold out the Michigan
Theater
in about, what, 6 minutes?
Yeah, 6 minutes, absolutely. And if you're a fan of the artist, then you may watch and see the artist get up to 8 Academy Awards,
very
including
quickly. Why don't we cover some, you know, the 5 big categories. Best Picture, you think the artist is going to win that?
The odds are that it will. Right. The Descendants could win, and a lot of folks, you know, the highbrow movie critics think that Tree of Life should win.
But probably won't get that high a consideration.
Yeah. And some people really don't want the artist to win because it's so oddball, but
right.
Anyway.
Best Actor, who's your guess?
I think Brad Pitt's going to win.
Do you?
Yep.
I think Jean Dujardin from The Artist is
Jean Dujardin, yeah, he could win from The Artist. You know, he did a hell of a job. But Brad Pitt's been, you know, playing the game. He hasn't won an Academy Award, so
I'd like to see George Clooney win.
George Clooney could win, but he's already won.
Best Actress, what's your guess?
Viola Davis is a pretty good lock on that one. Meryl Streep.
I never vote against Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep's up in the category, but she's already won several. So Viola Davis.
And
I
best
think
supporting
will win
actor, you kind of covered it. Christopher Plummer's your guess.
Yep, and Octavia Spencer for The Help also. Jessica Chastain is also up for that, but maybe Bernice Bejot from The Artist as well. But Octavia Spencer is a pretty strong one. You know, original screenplay, it looks like Midnight in Paris is going to win. Adapted screenplay, looks like The Descendants could win, but Moneyball might win as well. And anyway, so go
so
through.
So have fun. Watch the Oscars.
Have fun.
And we'll
Absolutely.
Review it next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Oscarland.